The judiciary. 我们来看一下司法部门。The judicial branch of the federal government consists of a series of courts. The Supreme Court, the Courts of Appeals, and the District Courts. The main function of the judiciary is to interpret laws. 联邦政府的司法部门由一系列法院组成，最高法院、上诉法院和地区法院。司法机构的主要职能是解释法律。The Supreme Court is the highest court of the United States. It now has one Chief Justice and eight Associate Justices. 最高法院是美国最高级别的联邦法院，现有一名首席大法官和八名大法官。They are all appointed by the President with the Senate's approval. Only Congress can remove them from office through a difficult impeachment process.
他们都是经由参议院批准，由总统任命的，只有国会才有权通过复杂的弹劾程序来罢免他们。
The major powers of the Supreme Court are as follows.
最高法院的主要权力如下。
A. To interpret laws.
解释法律。
B. Hear appeals from any federal court cases.
审理任何联邦法院案件的上诉。
C.To hear appeals from state court cases that involve the Constitution or national laws.
审理州法院涉及宪法或国家法律的上诉案件。
D. Made clear a law unconstitutional.
可以宣布某项法律违宪。
E. Made clear a presidential act unconstitutional.
可以宣布总统的行为违宪。
The powers can be limited by the president.Who appoints judges and may grant parole and reprieves. The powers can also be limited by Congress. Congress may impeach and convict any federal judges, and may propose an amendment to the Constitution if the Supreme Court declares a law unconstitutional. The Supreme Court opens on the first Monday of October till the late June of the next year.During the opening time, the Supreme Court holds public conventions from Monday to Friday each week.
最高法院的这些权力会受到可以任命法官和允许假释和缓刑的总统限制，同时也可以受到国会的限制。国会可以对联邦法官进行弹劾和定罪。如果最高法院宣布一项法律违宪，国会也可以提出宪法修正案。最高法院从十月的第一个星期一开庭，一直到第二年。在开庭期间，最高法院每周周一至周五举行公开会议。
The courts of appeals have been set up to share the burden of the Supreme Court, but they are under the Supreme Court. The whole country is divided into 12 appeal regions.Each region has a court of appeals made up of several judges. Then, the 50 states are divided into 94 federal judicial districts, each having a district court, which is the lowest unit of the federal judicial system. The court of appeals can review decisions of the district courts.
设立上诉法院是为了分担最高法院的负担。但他们是在最高法院之下。整个美国被划分为12个上诉区，每个区域都有一个由几名法官组成的上诉法院。然后50个州被划分为94个联邦司法区，每个区都有一个地区法院。地区法院是联邦司法系统的最低单位，上诉法院可以复审地区法院的审判。
Besides the federal judicial system,Each state has its own judicial system, courts of law, a police force, and a prison system.
除了联邦司法系统，每个州都有自己的司法系统、法院、警察部队和监狱系统。
All cases concerning ordinary crimes, such as theft, murder, and disputes between residents of the same state, come under jurisdiction of the state.
所有有关普通罪行的案件，如盗窃、谋杀和同一州居民之间的争端，均由各州管辖。 State judges and police officers are responsible for upholding the state law, not the Supreme Court. 州法官和警察对各州法律负责，而不对最高法院负责。All American courts use the jury system and common laws. All the criminals not yet convicted are called suspects.
所有的美国法院都使用陪审团制度和普通法。所有尚未定罪的罪犯都被称为嫌疑犯。
After hearing the evidence, the judge explained the applicable law to the jury, who then, in a separate room, reaches a verdict in secret.
在听取了证据后，法官向陪审团解释适用的法律，然后陪审团在一个单独的房间里秘密做出裁决。
The death penalty has not been abolished in every state of America, but usually only crimes such as treason and serious murder receive the death penalty.
美国并不是每个州都废除了死刑，但通常只有叛国罪和严重谋杀罪才会被判处死刑。